It was a late night in Florida's capital as lawmakers debated Senate Bill 6, which would overhaul how teachers are evaluated in the state schools. But the debate ended with a 64-55 vote in favor of the legislation. But Chris says he isn't taking this decision lightly.
I think that everybody that's responsible would want that. And I understand there are good parts in it, and I understand that there are parts of it that concern me. And so the House is dealing with it, I think, as we speak. The Senate has already passed it, and I just want to take the time to see if it does pass this evening, which I think it probably will. You know, our system of government is set up where the governor has 7 days to think, and I would do just that.
Florida's current system is based on years in the classroom and education. Senate Bill 6 would use student performance on standardized tests as the basis for half of educators' evaluation. According to the St. Petersburg Times, Senator John Thrasher, the bill's sponsor, indicated that Crist had guaranteed his signature of approval. But Crist said last night that isn't true.
I indicated to him, like I did to many others, that I had a favorable impression of it. But I never give guarantees.
For Crist, the decision has the potential to make or break his current run for Senate primary against fellow Republican Marco Rubio. The teachers' union has been extremely outspoken regarding Senate Bill 6 and could possibly hurt Crist's bid for Senate if the governor signs his name on the legislation.
I think you want to do as much good as you possibly can with any piece of legislation with as little downside as possible. And so once the final product gets to my desk, which I believe may be later tonight or early tomorrow, then we'll have a chance to see what that final product is. My understanding is it probably won't get amended. And if that's the case, we're going to have to go through every single page of it. You know, it went from 46 to 62 pages in a couple days. So this is an animal that's changing all the time. And that's why I think it's important to take the time to reflect upon it.
Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Ariel Stevenson.